I think the loveliest folk song in the world is one that is known to most of you as the Londonderry Air, but no one knows its origin. So when I was in Londonderry this summer, I asked an old fiddler there, did he know its origin? And he said, "Now, John, you come to the right man, for it was myself that found it, and this is how it came about. I'd been playing at a wedding, and after I had drunk the health of the bride and groom a couple of times, I set off home, and on the way, I got tired, and I sat down under a cock of hay in the moonlight, and I fell asleep. I was awakened by the loveliest melody, and when I opened my eyes, there before me was a Leprechaun orchestra, and they playing away. I took a bit of music paper, and I set down what they were playing, and fell asleep again. And I woke in the morning with the sun beaming down on my eyes, and I took me fiddle, and I played the tune that I jotted down from the fairy orchestra. And would you believe it, John, it was the Londonderry Air itself. Well, that was his story, and he stuck to it.
Hide my grief, even though my heart should break. Farewell, my love, may God be always with you. I love you so, I'd die for your dear sake. But you'll come back to me, my sad heart whispers. You will come with summer's flowers or winter's snow, and I'll be there to wait if God should spare me. And with the years my love shall deeper, greater grow. Oh, Mary dear, the years are lone and dreary, and yet you come not back my soul to cheer. My eyes grow dim, my path of life's near ended. When death shall come, in spirit love be near. Remember then my soul's deep adoration. Shed one sad tear for all the world to see. Breathe one sad prayer, and I shall know you love me. And still be waiting, Mary, when you come.